White. Petoskey, Michigan, May 31st, 1891. Dear son Willie, received your letter evening after the Sabbath. Felt very sad to hear the dreadful decision in regard to Edwin Jones. Poor soul. I will write to him soon as I can. Today have written to Dr. Burke. Friday, Sarah and I went to Harbor Springs, and Brother Starr met us. He went on the boat. We looked at the place he and Brother Fargo think is an excellent place for encampment. I do not think it could be much better. It is upon the top of that high hill where we see houses located. Every advantage can be gained as far as retirement, and excellent shade trees and city water can be brought up there. The ground is free. Sarah and I went to Brother Palmer's and stayed overnight. We had a little meeting on the hilltop under the trees. It was a precious season in the afternoon. I cannot write much now. There is no rain here yet. There is much smoke. We cannot see the lake. We eat like hungry folks, sleep well. The chimney is all done but the comb. It is a good, honest job that Brown has done for us. We put the stoves in tomorrow. The building will go up. Start in tomorrow. Have got to build a cheap barn. My horse came near being ruined, her feet and ankles swollen. They fed her shorts too much. Her stomach was sour, and she could scarcely be gotten out of a walk. I have felt bad enough about it. Shall just put up a cheap affair and trust no livery stable to keep her. She may get over this with care, but my fears were not groundless how it would be. This must go into the office right away, so I will say good night. Love to you and the dear children, Mary, Addie, and May Walling. I want to hear from my girls, Addie and May. I will write again tomorrow. Mother, please send me good-sized envelopes. I can use the ones I have for Review and Herald if you think best. Mother.